This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me anytime you'd like at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sweetie, in honor of Valentine's Day, of which we are having this special show. Valentine's Day creates a lot of anxiety for men and a lot of expectation for our women. Our special guest today is Julie Spira. Julie is a best-selling author and relationship expert. She is known worldwide as the cyber dating expert. Her dating advice has appeared in the Los Angeles Times, New York Times, Match.com, eHarmony Advice, JDate, Your Tango, Huffington Post, and I'm getting out of breath with this list, Woman's Day, Men's Health, BBC, Glamour, Cosmo, and more. She is truly an expert. She creates irresistible dating sites for profiles looking for love online, and you can find her at cyberdatingexpert.com. Julie Spira is the best-selling author of The Perils of Cyber Dating, Confessions of a Hopeful Romantic, Looking for Love Online. As an online dating pioneer, she created her first profile in 1994. I don't think I had a computer then. She's been named one of the top 10 advice columnists to follow on Twitter, and We Magazine recently listed her as one of the 101 women bloggers to watch in 2010. And I can also attest to the fact that she's worth watching as well. She works with singles to create irresistible online dating profiles as a private dating coach and as a frequent guest in the media. Julie's dating advice has appeared all over the place, as I already told you. If you're single, contact Julie at cyberdatingexpert.com, where you can sign up for the weekly flirt and learn more about her irresistible coaching programs. Welcome to the special edition of the Bruce Salen Show, Julie Spira.
Hi, Bruce. I'm so happy to be here.
This is going to be fun. We're going to cover the history, the evolution, the ins and outs, the ups, the downs, the tips of online dating. But I thought let's start at the beginning. Tell us about how online dating evolved, what the first sites were, and just some introductory news about it.
Well, there once was a day where online dating was for the dating challenge, the computer geeks, and those that nobody would set up, or if maybe they were just a little insecure and they didn't have any self-confidence.
You're not supposed to be talking about me.
Well, and that was people like you until you met your lovely wife online. Now, what happened in those days were they were the people that had computers at their desks, and maybe they were in the bulletin boards and chat rooms. And when I first joined my first online dating site and put up that first profile that we talked about in 1994, I was a charter member of Love at AOL. And those were the days when you had to pay not a flat fee of $19 a month or $9 a month, but it was a per-minute charge. So anytime you logged into your AOL account, you basically were logging into a phone line, and it was a dial-up connection with a really long, screechy noise. I don't know how we managed to do it. And eventually it would connect, and then you would look in some of the different little search rooms, and you'd start chatting with people, or you'd create the profile at Love at AOL.
And that was in 1994. You mean 16 years ago?
16 years ago. There was no Match.com.
Well, no, I know
there
that.
There was no eHarmony.
I had no idea it's been around that long. But that was also in the days when AOL was the only place anyone went online, I think.
Pretty much so. And they did a fabulous job of really introducing people to the Internet way back when.
I do remember the stigmatization of online dating as you introduced this. When do you think online dating really began to take off, and was there a particular event that launched it into more acceptable society?
Well, I think it really did start to take off probably about 10 years ago. eHarmony's been around for 15 years. Match just celebrated last week their 10th anniversary. And what happened was is it started to take off, and yet there were still some skeptics about, I don't want my boss seeing my picture online. What if my neighbor sees my picture online? So people were still a little nervous about it. So if you ask my expert opinion on what changed, I will tell you what changed: Facebook. And the reason I say that is, you know, we now have 500 million people on Facebook. I think there were like 70 million when I wrote my book. And because Facebook has become so multi-generational, you're getting grandparents and parents and children. You've got everybody on Facebook. So when singles are suddenly logging on every day and posting their birthday photos and their vacation shots, it's actually an easy extension to try online dating.
What was that movie with Meg Ryan that
You Got Mail.
You Got Mail. That might have also made it a made it a little mainstream, don't you think?
Well, You Got Mail was such an adorable film, but it really did deal with one particular love story with one woman and one guy. And if you look at online dating now, it's become more of a numbers game, and you see lots of bloggers talking about their dating dilemmas.
So tell us the basics about using dating sites. If a listener doesn't know anything and has some of that hesitation that always would go with putting yourself out there the way you have to on a dating site, give us an introduction for that novice, please.
Well, first of all, you really need to be comfortable being on your computer. And if you are logging into Facebook every day, then chances are logging to an online dating site will really be an easy extension. And what you need to do is you need to find a site that you might be comfortable with just trying. Test the waters with one site, maybe even a free site to start with, just to see how you like it. But please try and be honest. I mean, the whole thing about men lying about their height and their income and women lying about their age and their weight is really starting to get old.
Now, I found, since I did spend a number of years doing the online dating thing before, thankfully I met my wife on Match, as you referred, I found that you get, in most things in life, you get what you pay for. So I'm a little skeptical about the free sites. Which of the free ones do you think is the best?
Well, it's really about what's the best for you and where you are in your life. I mean, it really can depend upon how old are you and if you want to meet somebody that's age appropriate or if you're out there just looking for fun.
Julie, I'm 39 years old. I'm 6'2" and I make $14 million a year.
And you're a typical guy who's lying about his profile. Here's the thing. I love OkCupid. OkCupid is very easy to sign up for. It is free. It does tend to skew to a younger demographic, but it's a terrific opportunity to just sort of put a toe in and see how you like online dating and try and upload a photo and start writing to people.
Now, I know, and we're going to get into this later in this special edition of our show, that men's and women's experiences online are significantly different. Do you want to talk about that just a little bit?
Yes. Well, up until recently, there were so many more men online than women. Women were a little more protective over their personal lives. Men were hunting. They were out there, and they were dating and hunting and searching. Now, it's starting to catch up, and it's starting to even out a little bit. There's still more men online than women, but not a huge disparity. And so what happens is a woman, if her profile is brand new, get ready, ladies, you end up with an overflowing inbox because guys love to seek out the newest fresh face online. And so it's not unheard of to have an attractive woman receive hundreds of emails a day.
Well, I will tell you later in the show my wife's story when we met, which only validates what you've already said. About that, I am surprised that there's still a disparity between men and women. Do you have any actual statistics? Is it 60-40? Is it, what do you think it is?
It's really closer to 55% men, 45% women at this point. But it depends on the sites that you're looking at. There are some sites, such as the casual dating sites, that really have many more men.
That's because those sites, to be a little less politic than you were, are about hookups and not significant commitments, correct?
That's correct. And the women that are looking for serious commitments on sites such as eHarmony, you're going to get a lot of women on that site that really feel more comfortable meeting somebody that they know is willing to fill out that large 250-question, application.
We will talk about it, I'm sure, in more detail if we have the time. But I personally found eHarmony to be a bit of a frustration for me in comparison to the other online sites. But we can discuss that later as we're running close to out of time for this segment. I met my wife on Match. What site has been among your favorites? Or you probably don't want to endorse them. I won't put you in that position.
Thank you. I think that they're all really terrific. I think that I have a whole list in my on my dating community at cyberdatingexpert.com. I have a whole list on the homepage of sites that I personally recommend. But the fact is there really is something for everyone. There are people that are going online to meet singles that have dogs, if they have a dog. They like their dogs to date. I mean, that's how niche it has gotten. There are singles that really only want to meet someone with the same religious background and values.
We were talking about that on another show recently. It is time for a break. We will come back and deal with this subject. We will talk about some of the best sites and what their differences are. We'll talk about how you do your profiles and more. It is time for a break. This is the Bruce Salen Show, a Dad's Point of View.
That's me and you.